When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, my next guest is a Grammy Award-winning rapper, businessman, and hip-hop legend. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Nas! Good to see you.
It's great to see you.
It's been since 2018 since you were sitting in that chair. Is it something I said? It's nice to see you again.
No, I couldn't wait to come back.
We always have a good conversation. Now, yeah. I want to ask you, as a native New Yorker, this Friday, you're playing a one-night performance in Madison Square Garden in honor of your new album, right here, King's Disease 3.
Yes.
And as a native New Yorker, is this your first time playing Madison Square Garden?
Yes.
How does it feel to be playing that venue in your hometown?
It's sort of surreal. It's like a dream, you know. I never thought I would be there. You know, I thought about it when I got into music, and I thought, like, I got to play that place when I make it. And all the years escaped me because I got busy doing so many other things, and then I started releasing music again, so I said, now's the right time.
Well, the album is getting great reviews. Again, the album's getting great reviews, but can you explain to me what the title King's Disease 3, because there's been a 1 and a 2. What's King's Disease?
Overindulgence.
Oh, the king gets what he wants.
He gets what he wants, and too much of that is not good.
Have you ever had the king's disease?
I guess in some elements of it, here and there, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's a wake-up call. You wake up before it's too late, you know. I read about a lot of artists that came up in your time. And I'm kidding. At our time, you know, or before our time.
Sure.
And some of them were wild people.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot from them. And it kind of gave me some of the guidelines in this business, so.
So what do you do? How do you cure the king's disease?
You know, you kill the ego and you make it about the music. Make it about the art. Mm-hmm. And live your life.
Well, speaking of our generation, hip-hop turns 50 this year. I had Chuck D on here recently to talk about that. And as someone who has been in this business for 30 years,
yeah,
here you are as a young man right there. This is 1996. Did you ever imagine... I mean, hip-hop at that point was certainly coming into its own, but did you ever imagine it would be the enormous globe-spanning success that it is?
I did. I saw the potential, I guess, when it was in early stages of it, like early 80s, I would ask older people like my dad and my mom, what do you think about this?
No.
Oh, man. But I would ask them, like, you know, do you like this? Do you get it? And sometimes, some songs, yes. Some songs, no. But when they did get it, I said, there's hope. And when it made it to the silver screen, it was movies like Breakin' and Beat Street and Crush Groove. I said, if it can make it to the silver screen, it's going to be around. It's going to stick around.
How are you going to celebrate?
Which are the oh, we got a couple of things.
The 50th
anniversary of hip-hop. Myself and our company, Mass Appeal, we're doing a couple of things. We are partnered with Fotografiska, the museum, and there's a whole bunch of photographs that photographers documented the whole thing since the early 70s on down. There's some future concerts coming up and parties like we call the Park Jam, which is people, friends, gatherings, DJs, and it's a lot of things we're rolling out this year.
Well, you've put out so much of your own material. You work with all kinds of different folks out there. Is there anybody who you haven't had a chance to collaborate with that you'd still like to do that?
Oh, man, there's a lot from Sade to Al Green to Billy Joel to...
Oh, I'd love to see you do something with Billy Joel.
The Boss, Bruce.
Yeah. Those guys are at the Garden all the time. You should just stick around backstage till they show up and just walk out in the middle of New York State of Mind.
I tried that at Billy Joel's concert.
It was cool. He's got good security?
Yeah, he's got great security. Yeah, I went to his show and it was incredible. Mm-hmm. He's the king of the Garden. Yeah.
Who inspires you? You're about to turn 50 yourself.
Yes.
Okay, so I am a little older than you are. A different generation, I wouldn't say, but I'm a little bit older than you are, and I promise I won't keep talking about this. But who inspires you? Is there any artists who keep you on your toes?
I'm really trying to figure out what my next move is, and I don't really, at this point, I feel like a lot of hip hop artists my age are not putting out a lot of material. So I can't look to them as a reference. They're kind of slowed down. And for whatever reasons, I understand. It's a tough thing. But I got bit by the bug, man. And I collaborated with this cat, Hit-Boy, who's like the best. And he produced all of those albums, King's Disease 1, 2, 3. And we're kind of inspiring ourselves at this point. It's really interesting.
What does he give you? Like, what do you see in him that you think is lacking in yourself?
Youth. He's younger than me.
So you're hooking up your jumper cables to him, is what you're saying.
I'm hooking up my jumper cables to him, and it's a reciprocal because he's getting some kind of wisdom from me, and we're just a perfect match for it.
In honor of the fact that you are now almost as old as hip-hop is this year, is there a lyric, is there a particular bit of hip-hop from the past that is particularly meaningful for you?
I think there's a song about my neighborhood called The Bridge. And MC Shan, this came out in 1985. I was very young. And it was an anthem, a hip-hop anthem. And it said, he said in the last verse, I'm paraphrasing it, like, dead dreams, bought and sold. You have to try to receive your goal, however you do it, however you may. Don't never listen to what nobody say, because you have to know the deal. You got to go by what your heart feels, because if you don't, you'll be misled by stupid little things put inside your head. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Is that, have you found that to be true?
So true. That verse, when I heard it, it was like gospel. I was like, wow, this is what I have to be aware of.
Well, Nas, it's great to see you again.
My
Thanks
man.
For being
great
here.
To see you. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back from our spring break on March 27th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.